from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tying run at third, winning run at second, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Estevez kicks the 0-1, swing and a ground ball towards first. Harper smothers it near the bag, picks it up, steps on first, and the game is over. Harper bangs that one around long enough to keep it in front, and he'll step on first, and that ends the ball game. Skidding across the chalk as Harper able to finally reel that one in. It had some weird spin on it, but the Phillies celebrate a come-from-behind 3-2 win tonight over the Braves.
Yeah, that felt good last night. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today here on the Midday Show. Another spot in the Fantasy League to give away our draft next Wednesday at Chickies at Peach. Jalen Hurts, what a camp it was as the Eagles finish off training camp yesterday. Hugh, good morning here. What's
good
up?
Morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you drink Civet coffee, you are a nasty individual.
What kind of coffee?
Civet. You never heard of it?
No. What is it?
Google it.
Civet?
C-I-V-E-T. Google it.
Okay, I'm Googling.
Yeah, Google it and see where it comes from. If you drink that kind of coffee, you're nasty. It's very, very expensive, and you're a nasty individual.
Have you had it?
No, but you know what's funny? I was I don't know how this popped up in my head. But I was Googling coffee because, you know, I'm trying to, did the mushroom coffee. Didn't have a problem with that. But then Civet coffee came up. And I was like, it's very, very unique or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's
that's gross.
Yeah. But people drink it and people love it.
That's really gross. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a nasty person. Listen, what's happening right now? Everybody's either at the light Googling Civet coffee or at their job right now Googling. When you do, give us a holler and let me know what you think.
So I was initially intrigued because I'm a big coffee guy.
Yeah. Are you intrigued enough to drink it?
Not that kind, no. I was just intrigued by like, oh, I've never had this coffee. What is it? Let me look it up.
Very expensive. The process to make this coffee, very, very expensive.
Yeah, I'm not paying
Hey, listen, on the Thursday, I just want to blow y'all mind real quick. Just go ahead and Google it when you get a chance and just holler at me. Holler at me via the Twitter. Or on the, call us.
Well, I think people's mind were blown last night. You know why, Hugh? The Phillies won a baseball game.
Man.
And they did the little things right last night. Nice win down Atlanta.
Boy, they gave us heart palpitations, though.
Phillies win 3-2. And, Hugh, a lot from the game last night. Look, Aaron Nola was not quite as good as I predicted yesterday. I said 6 innings, 2 runs. It was 5 1/3, 2 runs. He had traffic on the bases. He wasn't perfect, but he got them through. The bullpen was quite good last night, even though Estevez is going to give me a heart attack in the ninth inning when we get to October. They got through. They win. And you know what was fun about last night? Two things. One, they won with some small ball. you know, getting runners in on a ground ball out, getting runners in on sacrifice flies, couple pinch hitting moments there late in the game. I thought last night, Hugh, they won. That was a character win. They needed that win. Their bullpen stepped up. And I also think after days and days, and really it's gone on weeks and weeks here, maybe even months, of everyone, and I've done it at times, I'm not going to exclude myself, beating up Rob Thompson, that was a Topper win yesterday. Topper was a big part of that win last night. Two pinch-hitting moments, sticking with Wet Weston Wilson late in the game, and the bullpen. Like, there's not much that Topper can affect every night, right? But the bullpen decisions and pinch-hitting decisions, that's his job. Like, that's every night he can affect that. And last night, Hugh, unlike some other games recently, every button he pushed last night seemed to work.
Yeah, and give a shout-out to the bottom of that order, man, because, you know, they've been taking a lot of heat, you know, even though the top of the order is the one that's supposed to make this thing go. They came through last night. My man, Johan Rojas, really kind of got the party started with the hit that he had. And it's one of those things, man, on any night, you know, you have to have guys contribute. And luckily for us last night, it was the bottom of that order.
Well, it was. You're right. Rojas, Weston Wilson. And I thought the pinch hitting moments there with Marsh and Stott were big things. I mean, look, that game started. They're facing a lefty. The righties are going to be in the lineup. But he brought those guys in at the exact right time. They helped win that baseball game. And I also think it's worth noting the Weston Wilson moment. And he talked about it after the game. Weston Wilson came up huge to help the Phillies score late in that game, get the lead. And I thought when you think about Weston Wilson and what he's done here, Topper has helped manage him along. He's really contributed. He's using him in different spots. And last night, he gave him a chance to hit against a righty. He did a good job. Let's hear Weston Wilson after the game on
Topper on Weston,
Topper on Weston Wilson after the game.
I'm thinking about starting him tomorrow. You know, the at-bats are so good that, you know, it's hard to deny.
Is that part of the reason why you let him hit against a righty to start the eighth?
Yeah. Yeah, I've just liked his at-bats. He looks balanced. He looks comfortable. He looks poised. He uses the field like he did in his last at bat. So.
I mean, I think there's very little chance, Hugh, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he lets Weston Wilson hit there. I mean, he's earned his trust. And, you know, we point out a lot of things that Topper maybe doesn't do great. But this is the stuff you've talked about where he believes in his guys.
The intangibles.
Yeah, and his guys, I think they appreciate that he puts them in spots to succeed. And last night, he worked up courage is the right word. He worked up the fortitude to say, you know what, Weston, a righty's in. I'm leaving you in the game. And Weston Wilson, they don't win that game without that double to start the inning.
Well, I'll tell you another thing that I think has happened. Like, because of the guys that you have put your trust in, they really haven't come up big for you yet, that you have to start looking for other guys to come up big and put you in a situation for you to be successful. And I think that probably has something to do with it as well. Still, last night, when you look at that game, like, there wasn't a whole lot of hitting going on in that game. And luckily, you hung in there. You got good enough pitching to be able to hang in there that you were able to, towards the waning minutes of the game, to actually win the game.
Yeah, and I want to point out, to go back to the eighth inning and the Weston Wilson thing. So, top of the eighth inning, right? He has Stott and he has Marsh on the bench. They're available to be used. And he's going to use those guys because they're right-handed pitchers in the game. He had two choices there. He could have waited, or he could have used Brandon Marsh to pinch hit for Weston Wilson and tried to start with Marsh and Stott and then let Rojas hit. Or he did it the way he did it. Let Weston Wilson hit and then go to Stott, then go to Marsh. And the order was, it worked out perfectly because Wilson got the double and then he had Marsh for the Rojas at bat and he had the sacrifice fly. I think we've gotten to the point, and I'm curious where you're at on this. 215-592-9494, where we are too hard on Rob Thompson. It's too much. Like, when things go bad, it always comes back to Topper. You know, there was a story that came out the other day. I believe it was Matt Gelb in The Athletic who wrote about how, you know, it's not just Topper all by himself deciding not to pinch hit a guy on Sunday.
Yeah.
The medical staff has a big say in all this because they have the thought process of, if you give a guy a full day off, he's more likely to stay healthy over the course of the season. And Monday, it was like open season on Topper, and I was part of it. But sometimes you got to zoom out, big picture, right? The big picture is the Phillies are 74-52. They're seven games up in the NL East. They have the second best record in baseball. Since he took over as the manager of this baseball team, he has a .574 winning percentage. And as much as we might not like it, and I don't like it sometimes, Hugh, their stars are all healthy, right? They don't seem to get driven into the ground. They're not, you know, banged up right now to where you were. Hopefully they get back for October. They've been a pretty healthy team. They've played well in October for 2 years in a row. And now they have a big cushion in the NL East. Like, if I had told you before the season, August 22nd, we come in here and the Phillies own a seven-game lead over the Braves, you would have said Topper's manager of the year. But yet we talk about him all year, and people want to beat him up.
Yeah, but part of the reason why is that we have PTSD from the things that we've seen in the past. I even throw the Flyers in there. The fact that the Flyers kind of fell apart towards the end of the year. The Eagles fell apart. And so as fans, most fans are 4-for-4 fans. When they see what's going on with the Phillies, they can't help but to think about those other teams. Like, a lot of people won't admit it, but I believe that's partly why it is the way it is right now for Topper.
Well, I think it's part of it. I also think the last 2 years, it's ended so heartbreaking in heartbreaking fashion in October, and he takes the brunt of that. I still go back, and I don't have a negative emotion towards what happened in the World Series, but from his perspective, like, I know he took Wheeler out and Alvarado gave up the home run. They probably weren't winning that World Series anyway. The Astros were better. I don't blame Topper for the 2022 World Series at all. Last year, yeah, it frustrated me. You know, sticking with Rojas and the Kimbrel thing in Game 4, a lot of it did. But since this guy took over, he's been a good manager. The Phillies have been one of the best teams in baseball since Rob Thompson sat there as the manager of this baseball team. I think we're too hard on them sometimes. I think we overlook the players sometimes. We give them a pass. Kyle the other day brought up Dave Dombrowski and how sometimes we give him a pass. I think Rob Thompson gets too much blame when things go wrong around here. Too much. What's so funny?
What? I'm just laughing because I'm being a hypocrite today.
But I'm being a hypocrite?
I am.
Oh.
I'm talking about me.
Why? Go ahead.
Because, I mean, he's the manager. And I was just thinking about conversations that we've had in the past. And, you know, when we were talking about Nick Sirianni, and I was like, man, I feel sorry for nobody. Topper make a lot of money, too. But I feel in this situation that it's warranted that, you know, feel a little bad for him. Because he takes a lot of punishment.
He takes a lot of heat.
He takes
a
lot of punishment, man. He's a good dude.
I would say he's probably the, in terms of just when things go wrong, who are people annoyed about? It's mostly him.
Yeah,
very rarely does anyone.
And his managerial skills.
Yeah, very rarely does anyone say anything about Dave Dombrowski. And I get it. He's not in uniform every night. He's not in front of us on TV. So it's like out of sight, out of mind. It takes like people have to be, you know, we have to like take people and shake a criticism of Bryce Harper out of people sometimes because everyone loves Bryce Harper. It's like Trey Turner, you say he might not be that good and people jump down your throat. Like, no one wants to criticize the players. Dombrowski gets a free pass a lot of times. It's always on Topper, and yet I think he's a good manager. I'm not saying he's you know, the best manager of all time, but I think Rob Thompson is a good manager. Kyle, are we too hard on Topper?
I just feel like managers in general in baseball take too many beatings on behalf of the players. The players are going to be what wins and loses you games. But we as fans love to play the blame game when things go wrong.
Yep.
Like when he leaves Alvarado in and he walks the entire ballpark. And, you know, that's an issue. Like, that can happen. And that should fall on Topper's shoulders. But what we seem to ignore is when Topper goes out and basically wins you a baseball game, like I think he did last night. Like, that was a Rob Thompson win. He pushed all the right buttons, the Weston Wilson thing. He managed the bullpen perfectly, even though Estevez walked the tightrope a little bit. But, like, just think back to last week when he
had a stress last
week. Yeah, oh, my God. But when he benched Trey Turner, and Trey Turner came back and was on fire. I mean, that's a button that Rob Thompson pushed that worked out. So, like, I just want everyone to be brave and admit today that last night, in particular,
was a Topper win. That's an extra, like an asterisk next to his name. That's a Rob Thompson victory last night. And on top, you know, Kyle sits in there, was kind of got my brain going a little bit here. What always comes up when we talk about Topper is the bad moments in the playoffs the last couple of years, right? Where his decision, Hugh, may have either cost him the game or really put him in a bad spot.
Never talk about the good stuff.
Never. So, yes, last year, letting Rojas hit in Game 7, sending Kimbrel out there in Game 4, didn't work out. I mean, obviously not great decisions, not great outcomes for Rob Thompson. Game 6 of the World Series 2022. He takes Wheeler out, Alvarado comes in, boom. Alvarez goes deep to center field, and the game is basically over. Hugh, you know what no one brings up? We were there. Game 1 of the Braves series last year in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that was bananas.
He took Ranger out pretty early, and he got 17 outs from his bullpen. Every button he pushed in that game worked. Every reliever he went to worked. And no one brings that up, right? It's always when the manager makes a mistake, he's a dummy. When the team does well, they're supposed to do well anyway. It's like you can't win sometimes if you're him.
No, you can't, but it's one of those things that when you're a manager or you're a coach or whatever it is, you know that. You know that going in. And you know that you're going to get a lot of arrows slung your way, and you're never going to get the praise that you deserve when you do things, right? It's always those things that you do when you're doing wrong. That's the same thing when you talk about the Philly play. If Doug would have screwed that play up, Doug would have been an idiot.
Fourth down?
Yeah, Doug would have been an idiot. But when it works, you get a statue, and you're known as one of the best quarterbacks in franchise history.
You know what is really funny about that, Hugh? In earlier in that season, I think it was week three against the Giants. It was really a game the Eagles needed to win. Week three against the Giants, 2017, they were 1-1, right? So they can't. I mean, 1-2 would have been a tough start to the season. Doug Peterson, Kyle might remember this. Week three of 2017, Doug Peterson went for 4th-and-8 around midfield pretty
against
early
the Giants,
in the game
right?
Against the Giants, the Jake Elliott field goal game. And they didn't get it. And that whole week afterwards, he was getting killed. Doug's too aggressive, goes for too many fourth downs. Doug's going to kill them. And then obviously, you know, 5 months later in the Super Bowl, he goes...
Greatest play ever.
Right. I mean, but like, that's it. So sometimes, that's who you are. And you got to live and die with the aggressiveness. Topper's a good manager. I think we are too hard on Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's go to the phone lines here. Doug is up on WIP. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Doug, what are you thinking?
I just got yelled at by your producer for 5 minutes, but I'll carry it over to
you. Kyle's an idiot.
We get yelled at every day. What you complaining for? You only got 5 minutes.
Now you're part of the show, Doug. Go ahead. Doug?
Rob Thompson does not – can you please just stop for a second and just let me talk, or don't put me on?
You mad for real.
The Phillies have what? $300 million in payroll. You got teams like the Orioles, Kansas City, the Oakland A's, for God's sakes, have like their payroll is like $30 million, and they've been the best team since the All-Star game. And those are managers that deserve credit. Anybody can manage this team. Rob Thompson has – they have – the Phillies have two pinch-hit RBIs on the season now because they got one last night. The Red Sox have 30. That's a manager in Boston, okay? I'll preface this by saying my wife's from Canada. A guy from Canada cannot manage a baseball team. My wife keeps the Liquid Dawn soap in the garage, okay? These are not people
racist, huh?
That can manage baseball teams. Well,
Let me discuss a couple things you mentioned here. First of all, the A's stink, so I don't know why they brought them up, okay? And payroll...
They have the best. They have the best record since the All-Star break.
The Oakland A's this season.
In the AL.
Wonderful. They're 54-73. They stink. That's not a good example. Sometimes you get a team like the Rays often. Sometimes you get a team like the Rays, and that manager's very good, that overachieve and win a lot with a low payroll. Don't give me a team 19 games under 500. Like, nobody cares, okay? The second thing is, The idea that anyone can manage this baseball team and win is faulty because we just watched a World Series winning manager in Joe Girardi bumble his way out of here. It was the same players, Doug. They had Zach Wheeler. They had Aaron Nola. They had Bryce Harper. They had Schwarber. They had Castellanos. And they were under 500. So the idea that anyone could do this, we just watched a guy come here with fanfare in Joe Girardi, and he stunk with the same players. So how could you say anybody could do it? He didn't do it.
Got you out of your skin a little bit.
They weren't the same players.
Hold on. How many players are different? Turner?
This is kind of the same group.
I don't have the. I'm driving my car. I don't have access.
Well, I do, Doug. I do. Turner's the major difference.
Okay. We got computers.
It was Stott. It was Bohm. It was Schwarber. It was Harper. It was Real Muto. It's the same team. Same, I mean, they've moved. They've moved a couple players same here guys. And there. Same guys. And one guy got to the World Series.
Tell me what is so great. Tell me specifically, besides the Phillies' record, okay?
What
is so great about Rob Thompson?
Well, I never said he's great, but he's a good manager. We treat him like he's a dummy, Doug. We treat him like he's a dummy when they lose a game.
What you got against Canadians, though?
The Canadian thing is bizarre.
This guy has been on the bench. He's 67 years old. He's getting ready to get put out the pasture.
His wife's Canadian, though,
put him in there to be a puppet.
Oh, you guys wonder why I got upset with Doug.
His wife's Canadian, though, right?
I don't think he's 67. I think you're off on that, too. 61. I mean, Doug, you're all over the place.
Hey,
he's 61, Doug.
And his wife's Canadian, though?
All right. Doug.
If he's 61, he's smoking Camel No Filters.
I don't even think he looks that old.
What is your problem,
yeah,
dude?
I mean, if they're running against a little person, all right, Doug, get out of here.
I don't understand what you got against Canadians and your wife's Canadian, though. That blows my mind.
Well, I guess he doesn't think she can manage the Phillies either.
10 in the morning.
They won last night.
Topper's 80. No, he's not.
I know. I have his literal birthday in front of me, and I'm being told I'm wrong.
No, the best was when he said, the A's have the best record in baseball. Seriously? I guess it's valid, though, right? I guess
nobody cares. Here's the bottom line.
What's he so mad about?
They won last night. Am I wrong? Did they win?
No, Kyle made him mad.
Well, yeah.
First of all, Kyle,
you're not Canadian.
I do get passionate back here. He came in hot talking about my nephew can manage it. Shut up, dude. Everything got that was a little bit personal with Topper.
No, that was really personal. I mean, it was. First of all, I don't think he's a great manager. And he mentioned, he referenced Boston. I think Alex Cora is a great manager. Like, that's fine. You could think there are better managers than Rob Thompson. I mean, there's Bruce Bochy, there's Alex Cora. Maybe you think 3, 4, 5 others in baseball are better than him. That's fine.
When in Houston, when they were banging on the trash cans.
Alex Cora?
Yeah.
He was part of the staff, yeah. He is a great manager, though.
I'm just saying.
He was part of that.
He was banging on
the I never said he was moral. I just said the guy knows what he's doing.
I didn't do that to make him look. I'm doing it for my baseball IQ. Yeah. I'm trying to get better.
Just raising that up.
I'm trying to get better.
Well, I think Doug moved all ours down there. The Canadian thing was wild.
No, it was just wild. He came in with you people. That's the first time that's happened in a while.
So who are us people? Topper guys?
I guess the Canadians. I don't know. I guess the Canadians.
But none of us are Canadian.
Not that I know of. I don't think I'm Canadian.
I don't think you're Canadian either. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right. Obviously, our first caller there thinks we're not hard enough on Topper. I think we're too hard on Rob Thompson. Phillies win last night. I thought it was a Topper win. Your take on Topper, just big picture. Are we too hard on him? The Phillies are 7 games up in the NL East on August 22nd. If I had said that to you on April 1st, we all would have signed up for that. I think we're too hard on Topper. Where do you come down? Reactions to the win last night. Plus, we got to get into the nonsense last night. As that loser, Orlando Arcia, trying to give it back to Harper, and he just backfired.
They don't like each other.
They do not. We'll hit that next. What happened down there in Atlanta last night? Plus, a spot in our midday show, Fantasy Football League, on the line. We'll tell you how you get in next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.